Yo,
wait a second, hold up,
what up? And we start in 3, 2, 1, hello and welcome, you big bloody beautiful legends. Yo man, I need to get something off my chest since morning. Okay, today, so usually Wednesdays I upload Mondays and Wednesdays, right? So it's Wednesday. Let me share something that I wanted to share. I'm sick and tired, bro. Dude, I love motivational speakers. I love motivational speakers. Like on YouTube, okay, 70-80% of my YouTube search is like football, Nat Geo, some other like nonsense podcasts that I listen to, and the rest 20% is like motivational speaking. Okay, I'm not joking. Like motivational speakers, like I love them. Like I love it listening to inspiration stories. You know, people telling me get to the grind, get the hustle. You know, get that bag, get that money. You know. All that stuff, I'm, you know, get your fitness goals and everything. I love it. Makes me so happy. But I think they need to stop. Like, I think they need to calm down. I think motivational speakers need to chill the fuck out just a little bit, bro. I'm getting kind of like, it's getting to me, bro. Like, I can't, bro. It's 9 a.m. I've woken up right now. I've 8:15 in the morning, 8:20 I wake up for my 8:30 class. Okay, my night anyway goes horrible because all I do is plan to wake up early and don't wake up early, right? Because I'm at like 11 I'll plan to sleep, and then at 3 I'm thinking about how I should have slept at 11, and at 6 a.m my sleep gets broken, and then I think about how I could have been, like, you know, up properly at this time and not sleepy, and at 8:20 I wake up and like, you know what, we'll just try this tomorrow. In that mindset, I go, I make a cup of coffee, open Instagram, open YouTube, something like that, right? And all I see is some fucking piece of shit, annoying asshole, just saying how I should have already been waking up and hustling. Bro, halka le yaar thoda, like, dude, fucking chill out, like, peace out. It's alright to wake up late. Like, it's fine. Like, you're not, okay, fucking cool down, bro. Stop telling me to hustle all the time. Like, and hustle mein karu kya? Like, okay, tell me. Okay, all these like motivation speakers saying like, you know, hustle all the time and, you know, get to the grind and hustle and, you know, do it. You know, just get it done. Get that shit done. Get that bag. Get that money. Kaise? Mujhe bata kaise? Aur kya hustle mein karu kya? Like, kya karu? Matlab, okay. The easiest thing you can hustle with is your workout, right? That's, I understand that. But there are some, like, even after I work out, okay, then what? Like, do some motivational Instagram pages saying, you know, focus on your side hustle. Kya kahan se laun, wahi to nahi hai, do na yaar. Tum log sala bolte ho, kia kar. All you're telling me is do focus on my side hustle and not focus on college. And they're saying college is not important. You know, it's knowledge that matters. I get it. Okay, I understand. I'm of this. I understand. But some people need to just fucking... Not everybody deserves to, like, to be an entrepreneur. I get it. I'm not trying to like diminish your fire. But maybe, just maybe. I could be that person. I don't know yet. Just maybe, you're not meant to be, bro. And that's okay. It's okay. Sundar Pichai is also not an entrepreneur. He's also a CEO of a company. He's not an entrepreneur. And he's Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google. That guy basically could be listening to me right now, even before this has been uploaded. Okay, so he's at some fucking level, right? He can decide the fate of the universe. You get it, right? Like... He can decide whether or not. Imagine people, all these people saying knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. If he doesn't want to give you knowledge, he'll just be like, fuck you. Google won't show any knowledgeable posts anymore. No Google scholar for you. Go fuck yourself. What you gonna do then? But my point is, motivational speakers need to just like, oh man, just a little bit relax, man. Like, यू कैन नॉट टेल मी टू ओके. और ये इन्फ्लुएंसर लोग अपने में ही खेल रहे हैं ब्रो, लाइक ऑल दीज अपने में ही खेल रहे हैं. लाइक यू नो वॉट, ओके दिस इज अ पैटर्न आई एम, एंड दिस नॉट एवरीबडी, आई एम श्योर देर आर सम ग्रेट पीपल आउट देयर, बट मोस्ट इन्फ्लुएंसर्स यू नो वॉट दे आर डूइंग, दे इन्फ्लुएंसिंग पीपल हु आर देन बिकमिंग इन्फ्लुएंसर्स, हु आर देन बिकमिंग इन्फ्लुएंसर्स एंड इन्फ्लुएंसिंग पीपल. सो इट्स लाइक अ पिरामिड स्कीम. अल्टीमेटली मैं जो एंड कंज्यूमर है जो बना नहीं इन्फ्लुएंसर, मैं तो अपना साइकोलॉजी ही कर रहा हूँ ना ब्रो. यू गेटिंग इट? लाइक इन्फ्लुएंसर्स अपने में खेल रहे हैं, खुद खुद में, मतलब लाइक दे इन्फ्लुएंसिंग अनदर इन्फ्लुएंसर ओनली. सो इट्स लाइक नेट नेट बैलेंस लाइफ में क्या रहा, मतलब लाइक देख बाहर तो ज़्यादा जा नहीं रहे, तो एक तो फकिंग हु ब्रो, दिस इज वॉट बैफल्ड मी अ लिटिल बिट, लाइक ऑल दीज पीपल सेइंग स्टाइल, यू नो हाउ आई ड्रेस इफ आई वॉज हियर, हाउ आई ड्रेस इफ आई वॉज हियर, कूल गुड गुड यू कैन ड्रेस लाइक दैट, पर मैं चुत कहाँ जाऊँ मैं. समझ दैट हाउ आई ड्रेस इफ आई वॉज इन डाउन टाउन एबी, डाउन टाउन एबी है इधर अंधेरी में है साले. आई सॉ वन ऑफ माई फ्रेंड, क्लोज फ्रेंड्स, लाइक पोस्टेड अ रील अबाउट हाउ ही ड्रेस इफ ही वॉज इन पीकी ब्लाइंडर्स. साले इतनी गर्मी है ब्रो, तेरे सूट में से पसीना निकलेगा पता है तेरे को, निचोड़ना पड़ेगा तेरे को दिन, मतलब इन द डे टाइम यू हैव टू निचोड़ोफाई योर सूट एंड वेयर इट अगेन. दैट्स व्हाट्स गोना हैपन, यू गोना वेयर डियर स्टॉकर हैट. हाँ, व्हेन यू रिमूव योर हैट यू डोंट थिंक फकिंग 50,000 बीड्स ऑफ स्वेट इज गोना फॉल डाउन. कम ऑन मैन, रिलैक्स. वेयर लाइक अ हाफ स्लीव शर्ट. वेयर वॉट अ सरकारी कर्मचारी वुड वेयर. That's, dude, those are the legit people if you think of it, man. Like, what are we doing, man? Like, look, man, I'm not trying to tell you that you're a waste of time, okay? I'm not saying that. Wait, firstly, let me do something. Look, man, I'm not trying to shit on your parade. I'm not trying to, you know, blow out your fire. I'm not trying to bujao fire your aag. तेरे अंदर की आग बुझाने की मेरी ख्वाहिश है नहीं, ठीक है? बट थोड़ा सुन, इफ यू आर एन इन्फ्लुएंसर, ओके, एंड डोंट गेट मी रॉन्ग, आई लव इन्फ्लुएंसर्स, इफ यू आर एन इन्फ्लुएंसर, हाउ अबाउट यू इन्फ्लुएंस एक्चुअल पीपल एंड नॉट अदर इन्फ्लुएंसर्स, ओके? दैट्स माई पॉइंट. बट पॉइंट बींग, इनफ ऑफ माई रैंट्स मैन, इनफ ऑफ द रैंट्स. आई थिंक यू ऑल हैव हैड इनफ. आई थिंक आई जस्ट कीप कंप्लेनिंग एंड ऑल ऑफ यू ऑल जस्ट यू नो गेट डीमोटिवेटेड. I don't want to do that. I want to bring joy to your life. You get what I mean? That's why I've worn these sunglasses. You know why I've worn these sunglasses even in the night time? Because my future's so bright. You get it? My future's too... It's so bright. So bright. That I have to wear sunglasses indoors also. I have to wear sunglasses indoors because my future's too bright. Just letting you all know. But on that note, man, that MMA class I joined, I don't know, man. It's... The guy is not too much of MMA, bro. Like, it's more like an HIIT training class. And I know I motivated a lot of people by telling them, you know, you should join with me. And I made like 3 friends join that class. And now I'm only planning to switch to another MMA class. But yeah, man, like, see, bro, that class is good for someone who's a beginner MMA person. I'm thoda, okay, see, I'm not a pro. But I know a little more than what a beginner would. And I don't think that class is for pros. You get what I mean? Maybe, you know, maybe if he watches this podcast and he'll be like, you know what, Karan, from tomorrow, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to beat you up just to prove that I can teach you MMA. That could be possible. But yeah, man, I don't know. Let's see how it works. I don't think I'm going to go to that class, bro. What else is going on, fam? How are you feeling these days? I've been a little mellow, man, these few days. I don't know, man. It's... Sometimes it gets a little tough, man. And I know all of y'all feel that way. I know all of y'all, you know, sometimes might be feeling that life is getting tough and everything. And I know my podcast is supposed to be like very happy all the time. But I just want you to know, man, it's going to be okay. I want you to realize that you don't necessarily have to push for things that you don't want to. All these people running after a good CV, you know. Hey, let me... Sorry, man. I felt a little itchy. My point is, all these people, man, like, I want you to know that all these people running after CVs and, you know, just like putting putting another job experience and everything on their CV, and you know, just like hustling for the sake of it. I understand, man, like, you know, if that's your life, that's okay, that's up to you, but not everybody has to do it, you know. Like, if you are the type of person who likes to focus on just one thing and doesn't care about a CV, people will see the value in that, bro. Like, build yourself as if you'd build a brand, you know what I mean? Like, imagine, like, your life is a movie, right? You don't have to hit all the checklists. Like, if you're making a movie, you don't have to hit all the checklists. Like, yeah, this lighting has to be good, this has to be good, that has to be good, this has to be good. Sometimes it's about the plot, you know what I mean? Like, some movies are great even without good camera work and good direction. Sometimes a good plot is enough. A good story is enough, you know what I mean? And I think, like, you shouldn't worry, man, all the time. Like, you don't have to worry. It's all right to not be a CV chaser. And I'm not saying those people are bad. I think they're doing what they think is going to lead them to success, right? I'm not that person, personally. I'm more of the person who just enjoys the process of learning, I guess. I enjoy learning, and by learning, I don't necessarily mean reading. I don't read a lot. I don't listen to audiobooks and everything, but I'm more of a YouTube research guy, but I enjoy that. I listen to good stories. I listen to some great people who have great stories and great, like, you know, lessons. I listen to a lot of research, actually. That is also there, you know, you can do that. It doesn't necessarily have to be the kind of lifestyle that just takes you up the ladder, because I think at some point, like, you run out of steps on the ladder, you know what I mean? And I don't mean by that you reach the top. I mean that sometimes, like, that ladder you think is high enough is not actually high, because people see the value, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be a Stanford graduate or an NMIMS graduate also, for that matter. You could be from Kanbhai Lalbhai school and you could be great. You get what I mean? Like, it's all up to how you take life, I guess. I think that's what I think. And I know I'm coming from a privileged place to say that CV doesn't matter, because, you know, I have the financial stability in life to be creative, you know what I mean? The reason I can do this podcast and I don't have to do a job on the side with college is because I'm in a good enough place. Like, this mic, although it's only 1300 rupees, it's still something I bought from my parents' money, right? But point is, you don't have to be that person who chases what everybody else is chasing. You can be the person who chases something you enjoy. You could be the person who just enjoys listening to stories on YouTube. You get it? Like, you could like watching... You don't even have to watch educational shit all the time. Enjoy life in the sense that... Don't... If you worry... I think, like, people are so insecure about their future and everything. And I get it, you know. But I think that... If you keep stressing about everything all the time in that regard, I think... And if you jump on the... And people are negative, man, these days. I think people are very negative, like... Everybody's jumping on the negative train. Being different is so cool, and being positive is so uncool these days. I think, like, everybody is just, like, nihilistic all the time. Like, you know, I don't know, man. Maybe it's my college, but every kid in my fucking college is this. Just that kid who keeps saying, yeah, bro, I just don't know how I'm going to do this. And I don't know how this and how that. And I don't know, nothing is going to happen. And then they go on top, even though they know that... I know, you know, we crack jokes about people, like, getting pissed off at those kind of people. But here, I think it stops after the age of fucking 14, man. I think, like, now as an adult, like, I don't know, man. Like, it's so demeaning for someone like me who thinks, like, who can't really do anything. I don't know, man. I don't mean that they should do anything different. Like, if that makes them, you know, if that keeps them humble and if that keeps them happy, then that's their choice. Who am I to judge? You know what I mean? That's what I mean by, like, not jumping on the negative train. I think, like, the older I'm getting more comfortable with how people are. But I just, sometimes it just ticks me off, man. Like, I just don't like seeing people so afraid and worried all the time. Like, I don't want you to feel like like life is always going to be heavy, you know what I mean? Sometimes life can be fun, sometimes life can be sometimes you could go take some shits in a lawn, you know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes you could like take your parents' debit card, book a flight to New York, but never go, and do this in the last week of March, and when they see the debit, say, "Mom, Dad, it was an April Fool's prank." You can do that, you know what I mean? Go, even if it's before Holi, even if it is not Holi, you can go take those plastic thelas, fill them up with piss and egg and throw it at people. Because YOLO, you know what I mean? You don't necessarily have to work hard all the time. It's all right. It's all right to be the guy that just goes down the path of nothingness. It's okay to be that guy. But I think I've taken enough of your time. And I'll see you next time, my friend. Bye-bye.